From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The AGM of the WIA is moving closer, and no doubt there will be several people writing reports for presentation to the hybrid meeting. Whilst the keyboards will be getting the dust blown off, as a country member I've tried to think of notable achievements of this period of governance. We can point to the continued weekly news broadcasts and timely issue of the magazine into our letterboxes. But what else stands out? I've been wondering, where has the gloss, the enthusiasm and the dynamism gone from the top echelon of our recreation? Perhaps my recollection of my youthful enthusiasm is through rose-coloured glasses and really the land of Oz. Isn't that spectacular after all? I remember the joy people took in this pursuit and the welcome that awaited people asking questions and showing interest in amateur radio. But was that just smoke that has long evaporated? I remember the divisional newsletters which came with the monthly magazine and the club notes that went to air in the weekly news. I remember when there were disposal sales and one didn't have to wait for a function to recharge the junk box. I remember when there were visits to many club functions by stake-level executives. Yes, I remember it all. Now, I mention what I see as a serious change in attitude at a national level, because it carries through the ranks to you and me. We once had an advisory committee to which clubs and members could refer, but that has passed away, and queries are either going to the national office of the WIA or are put in the too-hard basket. Now, traditionally, we tend to look to the peak body to drive innovation and growth. But these days, it seems that that has been devolved to the clubs, and then it depends on the dynamism of a few to project the forces forward. At the personal level, many of us no longer get to club meetings or functions, and this restricts the access someone has to the hobby, unless they're skilled in picking antenna systems from afar, or are introduced to us. The once important call book was killed off, and this week the ACMA licensed database was offline, so contact points have been further restricted. There was little emphasis put on the World Radio Day, or for that matter Marconi Day or World CW Day, all of which have happened over the past several days. Anzac Day let the AX prefix probe the airwaves, but significant international days don't really seem to have registered. Is this because there aren't the interested or skilled enough people in our organisation to remind us? From Tasmania, I hope I will hear of all the things that I've overlooked, and people can think of the Institute with a sense of pride in its achievements in the last year. I really want us to get the glint back in our eyes and the feeling of warmth that belonging to a successful body brings. In the hurly-burly that is an election campaign, I have noticed that politicians who were reticent to respond are jumping on inquiries quite promptly. If you have questions or are seeking further information, now would be the time to touch base and remind them that there are electors who like playing with radios. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.